Comrades, welcome to episode 33 of the Quamphy Show. I rehearsed something. Monsieur Dame, bienvenue à the Quamphy Show. Today we have special guests, and they are Pierre and Nathaniel from Galileo Protocol. Galileo Protocol.
That's the way we say it.
Yeah, go. Yeah, exactly. Galileo Protocol. Yeah, they are guests, and this is going to be a pretty interesting episode because I am, as you guys know, also a member of Galileo Protocol. So I'll be wearing both the Galileo hat today as well as a Quamphy Show shirt, and I'll do my best to keep tabs also for your entertainment. Which hat I am or am not wearing. So that's going to be interesting. So what are we going to do today? We're going to have an interview with these fine gentlemen. We're going to have a look at their website, our website. We're going to have a look at the white paper. We're just going to go through the website and click everything that can be clicked. And in the meantime, we're going to have a little chat with these fine gentlemen about how they see what they are doing and what the value is to the world, but also because this is still the Quamphy Show, to Quant Network, because as many of you will know, we spoke of Galileo before. They use QRC20, QRC721 technology, which is the tokenized, with a S, product suite that is offered by Quant Network. We are the first to actually come out and state that we are using this. Yesterday, they announced LCX is their ICO facilitator. Their partnership with LCX is obviously going to be discussed. It's pretty interesting. It's a huge acknowledgement of what they're trying to do. LCX has a very high turndown rate, so it's going to be a pretty full episode. I am actually, I just said it before the show, and they laughed at me. A little bit nervous. And why did I laugh? Because usually Nathaniel and Pierre prepare everything. I mean, they know their company through and through, yet they always prepare everything. And I'm like, dude, this is going to be the Quamphy Show. We're just going to do it on the fly and we'll just see how it goes. And if it's shit, it's the Quamphy Show. And they're like, we might be nervous. And now they are both relaxed and I am nervous. Pierre, Nathaniel, welcome. That was the longest introduction I ever did. How are you guys doing?
I feel very pleased to be on the Quamphy Show because I've been watching it since I know you. And it's the first time we are doing a discussion in English to talk about Galileo Protocol. So it will be one of the first time we are doing it. So we'll try to explain the Galileo Protocol concept as best as we can. And yes, I'm waiting for this episode to go and to explain everything about what we have been developing the last few weeks and the last few months all together with Nathaniel first, but with Jarno, who used to be an advisor for us and now is a COO and working to make Galileo great.
Just put on my hat for the people listening to the podcast. I felt the Galileo vibes for a bit, taking my hat off again. Nathaniel.
Yeah, I'm very glad to be here, Jarno. So, like you know, I love Quant since 2019. So I'm really glad to be here in the Quamphy Show. And yes, it will be an honor to talk with you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, as you guys can hear, they're both from France. I'm from the Netherlands. We are all not native English, so we have some strong accents from time to time. And as you guys know, I am also looking for words every episode. So be gentle, be kind. These gentlemen are highly intelligent. They know a lot about their project. And it's got to be some great content coming up. So yes. I am curious, when did the idea for Galileo Protocol began? What does it solve? So that's actually two questions.
Question, yeah.
Who's going to start?
Nathaniel, you want to start or I go?
You can start. Yes.
I can start. Okay. So it's not the first time I'm making a company. So I used to make it several times in the past in different areas, especially fitness industry, because I used to do a lot of fitness in the past. And then I tried to create a company where I developed websites and application for health professional. So I had my company, but at the same time, I was a crypto investor since 2018. And I loved this industry. I loved the concept of decentralization, of blockchain technology, of ownership on the blockchain, and all the core concepts of Bitcoin, finally, and the layer two like Ethereum. And I met Nathaniel during a project on my company, which is called also Ippoli Agency. This is my company.
What again?
Ippoli Agency.
Ippoli Agency.
Yes.
Ippoli Agency.
Ippoli Agency. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I used to work with Nathaniel in this project. Yeah. And we discussed many times because we are close friends from years and years now, since I am 16 years old. I'm 31 right now. So we discussed, and we discussed about cryptocurrencies. And I told him, okay, I made so much money in cryptocurrencies. In this and he told me, yes, I made the same with quant, etc. So, okay, so we share the same passion for cryptocurrencies, but we didn't know. And one day I was like, okay, we have to do something in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. So I told him two ideas. I told him, okay, we can create a web agency for crypto startups. That was the first idea. Oh, I told him, I have this idea is like to use NFTs to prove ownership and to authenticate physical goods. He told me, what? Are you sure it will work? And yeah, I remember Nathaniel told me, no, I will go for the first idea to create a web agency for crypto startup. And I told Nathaniel, sorry, I'm not sure. Yeah. Please, Nathaniel, trust me on the things. We are doing it. I just wrote like 50 pages of, okay, what will be this project about? I show him the white papers. I try to sum it up into a pitch deck. And then I show him the pitch deck. He starts talking about this pitch deck in the Quantfi lounge and all the Telegrams group. And yes, we had so many feedbacks on these ideas. So yeah, it gave us confidence that, okay, we need to start focusing on it and to start developing the project. And after, yes, Nathaniel asked you to proofread the white paper, because Jarno explained it, we are not English native speakers, so we needed that skills. So he showed you the pitch deck, you made some wonderful correction and editing in this pitch deck. And here we are, finally. Here's the idea.
So, when did the initial idea got born? Because you were going through a timeline that to me sounded like at least a year, maybe even longer. Yeah. So when was the initial idea born?
Yeah, I had the idea in January. You know, the last 2 years, I was focusing on crypto fundamentals and also crypto trading. I mean, like 6 hours a day, I was like in front of my computer trying to make some money by trading some cryptos and to learn about the cryptos I was buying and selling. So I earned a lot of knowledge, I would say, with humility in this space. And I know from the beginning what is the advantage of an NFT to prove the ownership on the blockchain. And I saw in the past that we have Realty, for example, because I am an investor for Realty. Realty used NFTs to prove ownership of real estate in United States. So I was telling myself, okay, we need to do that in Europe because there is no such project in Europe. And we need to do that not only with real estates, but also with luxury goods, with cars, with wine, with real estate for sure, but different asset classes. So yeah, I was like waking up, I was under my shower, and I was like, okay, thinking about what I'm going to do next in the crypto industry, because it was January, it was kind of the beginning of a bear market. So I was telling myself, okay, now I need to build something because I have some entrepreneurship skills and also application building skills, etc. So now I need to do something. And I was taking my shower and like, okay, I'm going to use NFTs to prove digital ownership on the blockchain. I submitted the idea to Nathaniel, and I already told the story.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. When he told me the first time he shared its idea about NFT, I was like, what NFT? I don't like, pixel art. I don't like this kind of things. Then he explained me in details that the core concept of its ID, and then I really appreciate. Sorry for my English. I appreciate this ID, and I decided to join him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you said that, Nathaniel, because putting on my hat.
Yeah.
When I saw the initial white paper, you had me proofread and I went through it. I was like, another NFT project. How will that age in a world where everybody was talking about NFTs and it was all pixelated art indeed? And how are you going to create that ginormous network on the back end that's going to be needed for what we want to do? Because tokenizing physical assets, that's being done. That is easy. It is maybe even cheap, and technically everybody can do it, but it doesn't add anything. Not the way it is being done right now, in my opinion. So I was curious about that. And then obviously Nath and I had some discussions about this, and that evolved. And now I'm standing here on the Comfy Show with a Galileo cap, taking off the Galileo cap. Looking at the future. So the idea was indeed to get. Now let's look at now, because making a note of this, I cannot do things at the same time. So if we look at the now, where is the project at this time?
Nat.
Yeah. So we already...
Yeah, Nat, he's going to keep throwing you under the bus for his own entertainment. Do you see his face every time? I ask a question, he leaves a silence of about 2 to 3 seconds. Then he opens his mouth. Then I see a relief on your face. Yeah. And then he says, Nat? Yeah, but you got this.
As you said, the last major thing was LCX partnership, because our pre-sales will be directly managed by LCX. We love LCX. Why? Because they are really regulated. And like a quant, I personally love quant because it's also really regulated. And yes, this partnership with LCX is very important for us. So we already produced a lot of materials. So we've got a pitch deck, we've got a one pager, we build the website.
Shall I put up the website in the meantime?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So yes, we also started to hire advisors, like you, Jarno, at the beginning, like Nagato, Kantoni. Yes, so it was a lot of work. It was extremely interesting because as a co-founder, I had many different tasks, as you know. So I was also in charge of building the website, for example, because I'm also a front-end developer. So yes, we already worked a lot about Galileo, but it is just the beginning. So I think there will be a lot and a lot of nice things to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pierre, have anything to add? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We have been working for 9 months now on Galileo protocol. So when we had this idea, and when we wrote down the first pitch deck, we knew from the start that it will be a project which will ask a lot of money to be developed, a lot of human resources also, because it's not only a crypto project like we are seeing in the ecosystem, like a DeFi protocol or something like this. We are making NFTs of physical assets, and we have to make partnerships. We need to go these partners. We need to contact insurance company. We need to contact governments. We need to contact notaries, because our promises is to guarantee the ownership of physical assets on NFTs. And there is so many concepts around a property in the space that we need to do a lot of things. So we manage as soon as we can to do an ICO, to raise funds, to develop the project, to talk with lawyers, to talk with blockchain developers, to hire advisors, to help us make the project viable, and also to make the project a reality. So we have been working for months on trying to make a pitch deck, to make a website, to make a first MVP, because we managed to build a first minimal viable product, which is a clone of OpenSea finally, which is the start of our application. And yes, here we are. We promote our concept on social medias, to Jarno, to Quantoni, to Nagato, and now we are very well, I would say we have great co-workers in our team to make this project great.
Agreed.
But we had some difficulties because, you know, in France, there is a lot of legal restrictions about raising money in the crypto space. We were looking on internet for token sales service, and we found L6. And we found other token sales service like TrustSwap or Gate.io, but we were very pleased to work with L6, because L6 is well known in the quant community. And also it has all this, like Nathaniel was saying, all this compliance and very well regulated in Europe. So it was a must go for us. And finally, yes, we signed this partnership. And just to conclude, yes, about the roadmap finally, is like, okay, we are raising money because we need money to develop such a protocol. And we will need also money to hire salesmen and commercials to canvas brands, partners, enterprise, for them to use our technology, our tokenization service.
Yeah. I'm going to put on my hat for a bit because one of the other reasons why we chose for LCX is because they were obviously aware of the QRC 20 and the QRC 721. And even at our initial inquiry to them as to what they can deliver and how that all would go, we asked, can you make our tokens multi-chain? Do you have the technology, the ability, etc.? And we got a full, wholeheartedly yes from them. straight off the bat, which was really nice. Also, if you look at what Galileo does, and that is what, at first, when I read the paper that I redacted for you guys, to me it felt like you were going way too wide. That the project was so large, and it still is. But the longer that I am here, the more I see how we can make this work. And with large, what I mean is, we're talking crypto, we're talking regular tokens, we're talking NFTs, then we're talking physical goods. So that means relationships with the traditional companies. We need a logistics system because we need to store, transport, secure, verify, authenticate, appraise all these assets that people and companies would want to sell. Mm-hmm. So we're going to need business relations for this. We're going to need relationships for logistics and all those things. And at first it was really daunting, and it appeared really daunting. And now when we look more closely and we see, and we look at what we actually have to develop for ourselves, that it's still a ton of work, but all the other things already exist in the real world. Yeah. So what we now need to do, and that is much more easy, and it's not easy, but take, for instance, Amazon. They have a large part of what we need already. Not saying we have an Amazon partnership, yeah, not even speculating, but that could be an angle because they already have big warehouses and a logistics system. And the same goes for the luxury brands. There are already a ton of chains that validate and authenticate goods. So that makes it all a lot more attainable and obtainable. Maybe I'm mixing up the words here. But yeah, Galileo, and you can see it on the pitch deck as well. What we are doing, and that is so exciting, is we're bringing everything together into one company. And we're doing it by raising funds by the public. If we would have brought this as a business plan to a VC, they'd be like, you cheeky motherfucker. This is like five different projects. You should split this up.
Absolutely.
You cannot do it all at the same time. And we're just going to do it all at the same time, and we're going to succeed.
Yes,
taking my head off again.
Yeah, you are right. You are completely right. So that's a huge project. At the beginning, we were thinking of managing all the logistics from the owner or the seller into the buyer, and including the delivery, but also, okay, we need to audit the object, etc. But like you said, we have Amazon or other company who have this logistics for years now, and they have been working on it for years. So Galileo can be seen as an intermediary between all these brands and these buyers, and we can profit or enjoy the logistics developed by this company. We are just proposing a tokenization service for brands, and they will be able to tokenize the physical goods, to sell the physical goods. And if the customer wants an NFT as a proof of authenticity, the brand will be able to transfer it into their wallet. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going for business to business first. Yeah. Or business to consumer. Yeah. We're going to try and bring in the businesses first. You, we, us, the royal we. My God, it's getting quite confusing.
Yeah, absolutely. Galileo, you can see Galileo as two services. We have the first service, which I was talking about. It's the tokenization service. Basically, we will propose our technology to Rolex. Let's take a common example to Rolex. Okay, do you want to propose to your customers an NFT? And we will provide them the technology to do so. The second service we provide is the marketplace. And finally, the marketplace can be seen as the Amazon Web 3, which we are going to connect brands and also customers. And they will be able to buy PNFTs, PNFTs, physical NFTs, on the marketplace just to trade it for example, they will be able to trade it easily with huge liquidity, I would say, with liquidity. And the asset will be stored in a custody or in the shop of Rolex, for example. But at any time, if I am the owner of a PNFT, I can redeem it and receive it at home. But it's not Galileo who will send the Rolex. This is Rolex who will send the Rolex to my home.
I want to make absolutely positively clear to everybody that if we name examples right now, like Amazon or Rolex or Louis Vuitton or whatever, there are examples. Yeah, there are currently no
absolutely
hard partnerships with brands like these. We are using them to form the narrative and to give examples.
Absolutely.
So please be aware of this.
Yeah, you're right to tell this. We have no partnership with Rolex. It's just examples.
Yeah,
to,
we're just starting. So,
but it is in the cards. It is in the cards for sure. And I also want to bring another nuance, because when we're talking about putting on my hat, when we're talking about the tokenization of goods, what often comes to mind is houses, cars. And there's trouble with those two, because houses and cars both are there are a lot of other parties involved. So we're talking governments, we're talking mortgage providers, banks. There's a lot of trouble getting a car across borders generally, with taxes, with all those things. And yes, that can all be mediated. Same as with houses. If you want to tokenize a house, that is not done easily. And whenever we talk examples, we love using houses and cars, etc. But be aware that will be most likely at least 2 years, 3 years, in my opinion, in the future. Low-hanging fruit, so to speak, is getting, example, Rolex or Louis Vuitton, or maybe some other nice Breitling or whatever, and have them partner with us, and so that we can start creating a PNFT, maybe in a production process already. There are a lot of companies that want to know where all their resources are coming from. So where do the diamonds come from? What is the origin of the gold? Where did they get their steel? How is it produced? Is it green? Is it killing dolphins? All those things. So they want to track the supply lines. This is very popular. This is very interesting. If we can find the companies that already do that, and we can tie the Galileo PNFTs to their product, and they can sell their product with simply maybe a QR code in the in the package. They can just scan that if somebody wants to use it. Then you're gonna have a really nice to follow life, how do you say, a nice track record of wherever the object is going, whenever state changes occur. And from there, we can roll into the secondhand or the P2P marketplaces. That is the most, quote unquote, easy and most logical way to do things. It will be far more difficult to get like this stupid Pokemon Go bracelet, have that appraised so it can get tokenized. What is this worth? When is it created? We know nothing. To get this from where it is right now as a PNFT and on a blockchain, that will be a lot harder, a lot more difficult. In the future, it will be there. If you have a set of very beautiful ELAC speakers, like I have, that are pretty old, they could be pretty valuable to collectors. But all those things will be more, in my opinion, in the future. And same goes for the cars and the houses, because there is so much more involved than a new mobile phone that already comes with a PNFT right out of the box, literally. Hats off.
Absolutely. I mean, you explained it so right. For cars and for real estates, it involves a lot of people, including governments, notaries, insurance. So we don't have the ambition for 2023 to replace the act of ownership of real estate the traditional way. But we want to add additional proof of ownership and authenticity thanks to the blockchain. There is also in France or US, there is no regulation, specific regulation about NFTs. It is possible, of course, to use NFTs to represent ownership in some assets or artwork. For example, Beeple's, he sold artwork, a physical artwork.
Who did that?
Beeple's, the digital artist.
Okay, never heard of him.
No? Okay, because he's very famous in the NFT industry. Because he,
Beeple's?
Yes, Beeple's.
Beeple.com.
Beeple's with a S at the end.
I looked for that. And then I get to Beeple Crap. So I suppose that's his website.
Yeah, you... Mm-hmm. I don't know, but you can see on images some of his artwork. And he sold... Yeah, you see the one at the left corner, top? He sold it for millions and millions of dollars. Yeah,
69 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's not only doing digital arts, but he's making also physical arts. And when a customer is buying one of his physical arts, he will provide an NFT on the Ethereum blockchain as a proof of authenticity and ownership.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. That's really cool. That's really cool. Hey, how about we go have a look? Let me write this down. Beeple's. Let's have a look at the website, huh?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure. Let's go.
So we are at Galileo Protocol, galileoprotocol.io. Can you tell a story about Mr. Galileo Galilei? That was his name, right? If I remember from elementary school, or am I throwing you guys under the bus right now? I see hands going through the keyboard.
Yeah, let me look. I know it was, it was a man passionate by astronomy, astrology.
Yeah,
and
he started mapping the sky, if I remember correctly, and navigation on Earth was also derived from his research, if I remember correctly. Da Vinci also did things with that, I believe. Yeah. Maybe I'm just talking shit right now. No, I was joking. But Galileo Protocol introduces NFTs for physical assets. Galileo is a multi-chain protocol that converts physical goods into NFTs, enabling more liquid and reliable transactions. If you come on their website, you see in the top left, you see a Twitter, a LinkedIn, a Telegram, and a Medium button. In the top right, you can see the infamous three stripes that you see on every single website, and that leads you to the tabs being home, white paper, about, the contact us, and the connect button. A lot of purple stars, very nice. There's the logo, and here is the first button, the join presale. If you click that button, hey, looky here. It takes you to a Google form if you are interested. Is this the place where people should go?
Absolutely. There are two ways to join the presale. You can just visit the website and click on this button. You can join us directly on our Telegram group, and you will find the same form. Yes.
I'm not going to click open Telegram because I'll probably dox all my contacts. Lord.
Yes.
Don't want to do this. So the links on the website all work. They will take you to the Telegram group. And what do they have to do there, Nat?
Sorry?
What do they have to do on the Telegram group?
Oh, they have just to read the last 10 messages because we post a lot about this form. So everyone is aware about this. And they have first to fill out the form.
Yeah. Sorry, I am now here on the Telegram. You guys can see this, right?
Okay.
So this is the Galileo Protocol community. You can recognize it because it reads PNFTs and Leox in the description. There are also other groups that are called Galileo, and they are not the same. Sorry for interrupting. These are the messages that Pierre was talking about. So you can find it in the Telegram group. Sorry, Pierre, please continue.
Nathaniel, you were talking.
Oh, sorry, Nat.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm short in my battery, so it's okay. So
did you put the cable in? Because we don't want to lose you halfway in.
I'm gonna put that.
Yeah, go take care of that. Pierre, can you take over maybe?
Yeah, concerning the Telegram group. So basically on the Telegram group, we are many people who are part of the Galileo team. So if you have any questions concerning the ICO, the token sale, LCX, the partnerships, but also the core concepts of Galileo protocol, feel free to ask us, to ask you questions, and we will be able to answer it. And yes, concerning joining the ICO, so you will find the same forms that you can find on the website, also on the Telegram group. You just have to register, fill your email address, also your investment profile, and we will be in touch within a week concerning private sales and concerning public sales. It will take place around November at the end of this year.
Yeah, and what happened with all this information? Do you put it on your website so everybody can see it?
Sorry.
No, I'm making a joke. I had a lot of questions. Okay. Putting on my hat. I had lot of questions. What happens with the information that is being provided? Mm-hmm. Whom will it be shared with? Where does it go? And this is for our internal administration, so we can send you an email.
Yeah.
Whenever we need you to validate your identification, whenever we need you to dox yourself, you will be sent to a third party. We worked with Blockworks, right? Or
BlockPass, yes.
BlockPass. Apologies, yeah. And now LCX, they have everything in place to protect your identification documents, your identity, and all your other stuff. Yeah. So this will be merely an email address. This does not have to match anything else. You can use a burner if you want. Your Telegram username is not a mandatory field. And this is for us to indicate where we can, what we can expect. And the same as your minimum investment, that is important. So we know in which round we can locate you when specific rounds open.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, basically, just to inform the audience, we have an ICO which take place during 6 months. And we have different rounds. We have private rounds and public rounds. And the public ones, like I was saying 5 minutes ago, it will take place around November. So don't worry if we don't send you an email within a week or within 2 weeks, but we will contact you as soon as the public round is opening.
Yeah, so nothing goes to waste, nothing is for nothing, and we're not sharing your data with anybody else besides our partners. Do we share with our partner, LCX, this?
No, we don't share the email address or this form with LCX, but good. We will send an email to the people who register in the Google form, which contain a LCX link to follow.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yes.
For the Discord lovers, Nat, did you manage to get your computer fed with a power cable?
It's all okay. Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful. So we have a Discord, which is actually ran by Jerome, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jerome. This is a Switzerland guy.
Yeah, he's a friend also of Nat and Pierre, of mine as well. Really good guy. He's our head ambassador Jerome, and you will find him also in the Galileo Protocol Community Telegram. And you will find, forgot my hat again. And you will also find him on the Discord. Hit him up in DM or on the Galileo Protocol. Or Telegram, sorry, or through the Discord, and he can show you the ropes, ask all your questions, etc.
Yeah, Jerome is a very nice guy. he has been one of the first person who joined the Galileo team. He used to work with Nathaniel, writing articles with KuCoin, and now he's helping us making the Galileo project a reality by doing some community management, answering questions on Telegram and Twitter. But also he will be the chief of ambassadors, because we are launching an ambassadors program.
What is
Galileo.
An ambassador program? What is that? What is the ambassador program? What is that?
The ambassador program is a program where we are going to hire people, especially from Telegram and from Twitter, to talk about Galileo Protocol, to answer questions of the retail investors who are going to come into the community and ask questions. So we are doing a procedure of hiring people in order to build a Galileo team, in order to answer questions and handle customer service, if I would say.
Right. Is there more?
Yes, there is more, but I think we didn't finish yet the ambassador program, so I would prefer to keep the information for a little bit later.
Beautiful. Okay. Excellent. Yeah, this was one of those moments where I was a little bit confused and I should actually put my head on the sideways and look like this. Because yes, so some things are in development, some things are public, whilst some are not. And we spoke about this prior to show. There could be points where one of us is like, hey dude, let's not share that quite yet. Which is fine. So the ambassador program will likely be a little bit more than just some promotion. But you have to wait and see. Excellent. Going to the share screen on the website again. So I am looking right now at a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a laptop. That's fun. It's a tablet. It's a laptop. It's a tablet. It's a laptop. It's a tablet.
Yeah.
I was just playing with the scroll bar and, oh, well, never mind. Anyway, 42
like
minutes in. Say again?
Looks like a MacBook, yes.
Are you advertising Apple on the Comfy Show?
Oh, sorry. Oh, shit.
Jokes. Tim is also an Apple lover. I'm a Google bitch and an Android slut. Oh, well. Anyway, we are looking at a MacBook. And is this how everything is going to look?
No, this is just a model. We start designing the framework and the application based on this model, but it will look close to this, but not identical. Okay. Basically, what you can see is a NFT marketplace, but you are not trading monkeys or dogs. You are trading physical assets, like you can see watches. And by trading this physical assets, you will be able to trade it via NFTs to make the trading more easily and more smooth. So you will be able also, like you can see, to buy these PNFTs in Ethereum, but also other cryptocurrencies like QNT, the LEOX, but also Bitcoin, and also Euros and USD, because we are going to integrate CBDC in the future to have this parallel between traditional finance and decentralized finance.
Okay. And what platform is this going to be on?
Sorry?
What platform is this marketplace going to be on? Because I know it's going to be multi-chain, obviously.
Yeah.
But what are we looking at?
I'm not sure to understand your question, sorry.
Okay. So what platform will you build this marketplace on, this NFT marketplace? Will it be only on Ethereum? Will it be on...
Okay.
Yes, it will be built mainly under Ethereum network. Okay. So obviously, it will be first a DApp, but ambition, our priority is to transform this DAP, right?
DAP, yeah.
Yes. DAP, it's better. Right after, we want really to transform it in DAP, MDAP, multi-DAP.
Yeah.
So for that, it will become very quickly a multi-chain platform. Okay, thanks to a Quant network solution.
Great.
So yes, it will not stay a single DAP for just it will not stay a long time as a DAP. You know, it will be transformed in MDAP very quickly.
Yeah. What is quickly? When can we expect this?
Yeah.
We are waiting for the MVP based in Ethereum at the end of the year. So I will make this promise, but I wouldn't make the promise of the multi-chain and also the Quant networks, because it doesn't depend only on us. It depends also how fast the Quant network will build such a product to allow us to deploy QSC 20 and QSC 7 to one into a different blockchain. So I would say I would be happy to have it at the beginning of 2023, but we can expect it during 2023. Yeah.
You think Q1 is achievable?
I think
Q1 for the multi-chain Quant product.
What do you think?
I would say if we can cut this passage, Jarno. I mean,
yes. I'm now wearing my journalist shirt, so I don't have
for sure.
No, but
I don't want to make expectation or promises on which date, because it will burn ourselves. So
yeah. So no promises. We're doing what we can, working as fast as we can, but we're dependent on external developers. We're dependent on Quant Network. Talking about Quant Network, how is communication going? How are they working with us? Because we are with you. We're working with the QRC 20, QRC 721.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How is the experience? I think people, Quanfi Show fans, the Quanfi Retirement Club, are pretty interested in this.
Yeah, what's good about Quant Network, they propose a product which is very user-friendly. Its product name is Tokenize. And with Tokenize, you can deploy on many blockchains, QRC 20 tokens and QRC 721 tokens. You can deploy it on the testnet, but you can also deploy it on the mainnet. And you have different tier system with different features. So we are going to use this tokenized platform to deploy our tokens. So just for you to remember, the Leox token will be a QSC 20 tokens. It means it will be available, for example, on Ethereum, XDC, or Polygon Matic. But we will have also QSC 721 token for the physical NFTs. It means you will be able to move the NFTs from one blockchain to another. It's very important for us to use a multi-chain technology. Why? Because Galileo Protocol is an intermediary. We propose a marketplace and we propose a tokenization service to brands. But what will happen if, for example, Lamborghini will develop internally their NFTs? Maybe they will develop it on Ethereum.
We do not have a partnership with Lamborghini yet. This is an example.
It's an example. And this example is true because Lamborghini is providing NFTs with their products. And okay, if tomorrow, just example, if tomorrow Rolex develop internally their own PNFTs, maybe they will choose Polygon Matic. And we decide in Galileo Protocol to become multi-chain in order to partner with all these brands who are developing internally their own PNFT.
Yes. Because I would like to add something, because we really think that big companies and big institutions will not stay focused during years and years and years with only one blockchain. Okay, I really think they need to be they will use several blockchain according to their needs, according to other conditions, and that's why we really think we need a multi-chain protocol. And yes, it was just like natural.
Yes, for sure. When Vitalik Buterin created the Ethereum network, he was laughing on Bitcoin because of Bitcoin fees. But Vitalik Buterin didn't manage building Ethereum with low fees. We all know what happened during 2021 with this huge amount of gas fees. And there is a scalability problem inside Ethereum. And that's the reason why we saw so many Ethereum killers like Solana, Avalanche, Binance, Polygonmatic, which is a layer two, but also Phantom. And we think, and I think all the leaders from this industry think that the future is not just one chain, but it's multi-chain. So we decided to go in this way by adopting a quant network.
Did you speak to Gilbert already?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We have an appointment with him. I won't tell the dates, but we schedule an appointment with him. Yes. And for sure, we had many, we share many emails with Quant Network.
Also. Yeah. This is a great thing because, Quant Network, I mean, I was investor and I'm still investor of Quant Network. And I always thought about, wow, Quant Network is so big. And when you contact them, you directly receive, you have always someone to reply you. And this is a great thing about counters also, because they are very, I don't know if it, reachable, yes. And available to help you, yes.
Okay, yeah. So right now we have a case manager, right? We have somebody that we have direct contact information with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're getting
yeah. We're putting the cap back on. I'm still curious about the Gilbert Verdian meet. Mm-hmm. Where and when? Because you don't want to share. You don't want to share when. I thought we agreed we were going to share when. That's why I asked.
Okay. I wasn't sure about this, but
let's say.
It's because we didn't make any announcements on social network.
But this is not live. We have till tomorrow 0600 to make an announcement, and this is pretty official. So now, if you don't want to share quite yet, you don't have to share.
Pierre.
What we can tell, Galileo Protocol is going to Cybos in Amsterdam. And someone told me that Gilbert Verdian will be at Cybos during this time.
A little birdie told you. Beautiful. Yeah. So taking my hat off, putting my hat back on. So yeah, we're going to Cybos. We're going to be there a couple of days. It's going to be pretty interesting. It's... Cybos, for the people that are not aware, Cybos is a Swift event, and it is one of the biggest fintech events of the year. And it hasn't been held in real life for, I believe, 2 years right now. And it is huge. We spoke about this in a previous Quamfi show. I'll make a note to put this in the cards and in the description. Hold on. But yeah, we're going there. We're going with three of us.
Yeah.
In our roles, I will go there with Galileo in a Galileo capacity. So not as a Quamfi show representative. We considered this. We decided, no, that's not smart. That's not clever. Wearing two hats, you can see what a hassle it is. Also, I would have to meet people there wearing a tank top because this is the most trashy and ill-advised show on the internet, within the cryptosphere even. We are more trashy than Shiba, I've heard. That would be very strange. I'd be wearing shorts, no shoes, and a hat and a tank top whilst working for Galileo. Now, so going in Galileo capacity, but obviously there will be some interesting meets, and there will be things to share, and there will definitely be maybe even a little tête-à-tête with the three of us interviewed, interrogated even by Tim, because we decided not to take Tim. Tim agreed. It was actually his idea. He's like, no, dude, go with the Galileo crew. Focus, be representable as far as I can. and go do your thing. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We are very excited about that, yes.
Yeah, I hope to record the interview for sure. But we need to have his consent. We will have at the end of this month another physio conference with Quant product development team. And we will ask them to manage and to see if we can record the interview with Bernard.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have an appointment with also Mr. Martin R. Greaves, who is chief of product of Quant Network. So it's also a nice appointment, and we are also very excited about that. Yes.
Yeah, you guys are being taken very seriously by pretty big players, I think. Looking at how excited both LCX and Monty were, how excited and available Quant Network is, that they indeed throw their CPO into a meeting to answer our questions about the questions that we have. I'll keep this a little bit censored. I think that's quite astounding. I think that is a very, very good sign, because there were obviously also sounds of the, also from the Quamfi show, about how hard to reach customer service can be from time to time. But there is obvious, a pretty clear distinction between enterprise clients and the public OVN clients. And whatever you may feel or think about that, that is the reality for now. May it comfort you that we, putting on my hat, we have very short waiting times, and we have access to the people that can solve our problems the quickest, which is beautiful, in my opinion. All right. Wow, that was a very interesting cascade of events in only 4 freaking minutes. Let's continue, if you guys are okay with this, the website. Sure. If you get sick and tired of my childish French accent, then let me know.
You want to, you want to scroll down, or you want us to talk about this picture?
No, whatever you want, Monsieur Ange. Avec le halo.
Pierre looks like an angel, like in this picture.
Yeah, for sure. So if we scroll down a bit, we can see here, create, trade, and redeem physical NFTs through a safe and transparent protocol. Galileo Marketplace allows you to sell, buy, and trade a multitude of physical assets, real estate, gold and diamonds, art, wine and spirits, luxury cars, luxury watches, and so much more. Ethereum, Quant, Polygon, XDC, and LCX logos on the website. And there is Ange Pierre. What do you guys have to add on this? Do you want me to read your own quote?
Yeah, Galileo will revolutionize the lives of millions of people and the way individual ownership is perceived. Galileo NFTs give additional guarantees of ownership and allow fluid exchanges on a high confidence model. So basically, you know, the tokenization of physical assets offers several advantages over traditional technologies. Like we said, it acts as a proof of ownership, which indicates on the blockchain what is the object in questions with different metadata, for example, the serial number. But it will also, the blockchain will indicate who is the owner. And tokenization can offer also a greater transparency and security to all the parties, as all the parties have access to the same data that can only be loaded through previously established consensus algorithm. Sorry for this.
That's okay, man. Algorithms is a shit word.
Algorithm.
Yeah, the problem arises, right, with the cadence of French and the cadence of English.
Yes.
Where you put the accent in the pronunciation, it's just, yeah, I understand, man. But it's very entertaining, and it is still understandable because most people that are watching this show are not native English speakers. I mean, if you look at it, how many people in the world are actually native English? It's just a teeny tiny bit. It's just that everybody decided to speak English. No fucking worry. No one should care. Yeah. So what we see, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's very important because, you know, now imagine we have these questions. Okay, why do I prefer to choose Galileo Protocol, the Galileo Marketplace, instead of the Facebook Marketplace? So you can decide to go on the Facebook Marketplace and look for a Louis Vuitton bag, just an example. Look for a Louis Vuitton bag. Maybe it's a counterfeit product, and you will ask, okay, can you provide me an invoice that proves that you are the real owner of this Louis Vuitton bag? But also, this invoice can be falsified. We can use Photoshop. Very easy to do. So you have no proof that what you are buying on the Facebook Marketplace will be or not will be a counterfeit product or a real product. With NFTs, you can tokenization promotes traceability. As each transaction is recorded and stored on a public registry. So it means when you are looking for Louis Vuitton bag and the owner of the Louis Vuitton bag will provide you, instead of an invoice, a QR code that you will be able to scan, and you will be able to see on the blockchain where this bag is coming from. It was coming from first from the Louis Vuitton shop. Then it changed. The owners changed from the first owner, and then this is the second owner. Sorry, I'm a little bit. It's difficult for me to explain it in English, but I'm trying my best.
No, you're doing it well, man. Yeah. So the entire life cycle of the product, from inception until its destruction, will be tracked. So every time. When something changes hands, or whenever there's a new appraisal, the NFT gets updated, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go, Pierre. Yeah. Sorry.
You won't talk about this, but it's a very important concept, which is the dynamic NFTs. Maybe you want to talk about this.
Yeah, absolutely. It is very interesting because we plan to get assets with some statics, metadata, but also
statistics.
Statistics.
Okay. Yeah.
But also with dynamic metadata. So let's take an example. Let's say you have a car, okay? You have a physical NFT of the car. If the car has a little scratch, like 1 month later, with metadata, with dynamic metadata, you can always add the fact that the car has a scratch So literally, you can always follow, I should say in live the condition of the asset, you know?
Yeah.
So it is very interesting because you cannot find this kind of thing without blockchain. I mean,
yeah. If I can add some information, so in the NFT industry, we have the static NFTs and we have the dynamic NFTs. The monkeys we know, the bald apes, for example, are static NFTs. It means these NFTs during the life cycle, the metadatas won't change. It will still have the same eyes, the same hair, the same face, and the same shirt. But now we are looking at dynamic NFTs, and it was introduced by gaming, because if we want to use NFT in games, the NFTs will evolve with the gameplay. So we are using a mix between static and dynamic NFTs for physical asset tokenization. For example, we have a static metadata, which will be the brand name of the watch, for example. And the dynamic metadata will indicate what is the last purchase price, for example, what was the last owner, if they had any reparation, we can say this, on the watch, for example. And this is very practical to track physical assets on the blockchain.
Yeah, beautiful explanation. I think it's very clear what the benefits are, and especially how those dynamic NFTs work. And I'm curious, how would you see that this happens? How do you propose this will happen in real life? And what I mean by that is, can just anybody modify the NFT as they want?
That's a huge question you are asking. I would prefer to not answer it for now. Because if I have to rephrase your question, is which entity will be able to modify the metadata? Will it be the brand, or will it be the owner, or will it be a consensus between the owner and the brand? We have to answer these questions, and for now, I don't have the answer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there's, I'm having a little bit of doubts. I'm going to put on my head for a bit, because I do have an idea of how this can be done. We spoke about this, obviously, behind the scenes. Let's say, for instance, when we have Lamborghini, and we have Lamborghini and they issue an NFT when they sell you a new car, then there is a PNFT with the car that is in existence. So every time when you have your car serviced and you bring your car to the Lamborghini dealer or to a Lamborghini affiliated dealership, they should have the right, the same as with their computer, to read out the computer. Yeah. They have the right to update the NFT. And the same we can obviously do with partnerships with other entities. And that's going to be the bulk of the work, I think, for Galileo, also for me as CEO, for other people within our organization, to strike those partnerships that we can find these chains that are to be trusted, like notaries, like, for instance, there are oftentimes, I don't know the names, but these big consortias that sell watches and very valuable gems and diamonds and stuff. If we can have them certified and give them the possibilities to modify the NFTs, obviously to a degree with permission from the owners, then we can have them updated real time as much as possible. What is really important to understand for everybody is that if you want to sell the item that you own, you cannot keep it in your garage.
No.
You're going to need to get your item shipped. And then a whole new hornet's nest will open up, because you will have to have your car or your very precious ruby the size of an apple. You need to have that shipped to us, stored in our warehouse under our protection. Obviously, we will provide services in the future for this. And at that point, the state of the object needs to be verified. It needs to be authenticated. So we need to have partnerships for that as well. And obviously, there will be different options and different packages. But that network that we are going to build with Galileo, that will be the grunt of the value of Galileo Protocol. The relations that we can strike and the guarantees that we will be able to give based on this. Because whenever you want to sell something, it goes through our logistics system. Because we need to verify for the future owner what the state of the object is. And as long as the item is, like my bracelet once again, is on the Galileo marketplace, it will be in our care. We will take care of this. And you can fractionalize the NFT if you want. If you say, okay, this beautiful Pokemon catching device can be fractionalized into 10 pieces, then 10 pieces will be created and 10 pieces will be sold. Until somebody owns all 10 pieces, and then you can say, hey, man, I want a beautiful Pokemon catching bracelet. And then we check the state of the item again before we ship it out. So you are absolutely positively 100% sure that what you bought, you get. And obviously, if this has been on the market for 5 years and maybe you want to buy the entire thing, you can then contact Galileo. Like, hey, dudes, I want to get that beautiful Pokemon catching thing, that Lightning Plus. What is the state of this? Obviously, we will be able to do our thing, get our experts in, independent, kind of, preferably, and have that entire process repeated so that there is trust, there is confidence, and that there is quality so everybody knows what they spend their money on.
Absolutely. For user security, the people who want to tokenize their physical assets, they will need to go to a verified source, to a verified partner of us, to expertise, to authenticate the goods, and then to be able to make it a PNFTs. And if you want to make it tradable on the marketplace, you will need to put it in custody for sure, because we need to control the supply chain for user security, and that's the way we are going to do this. But you can also use the PNFTs outside the Galileo marketplace. Imagine tomorrow I will sell a watch to Jarno, but Jarno is my neighbor. Okay, so I told Jarno, okay, I have this watch, I'm going to sell you, but I have also the invoice and I have also an NFTs. So I will able to take the money from Jarno, give him my watch, and I will transfer him the PNFTs. And then he will have a proof of ownership on his MetaMask wallet. And at any time, if Jarno wants to sell the watch on the marketplace, he will need to go to Apple, for example, to make authentication of the goods that he will be providing to the marketplace.
Oh, that's interesting. So what you're saying, if you want to transfer it literally P2P, so we know each other, we're going to see each other when we go to Cybos.
Yeah.
Then and we want to transfer over this nice little Galileo hat.
Mm-hmm.
That we can just do that in person.
Yeah.
And then just flick the PNFT to the other guy. Interesting. And then when he decides to, cool.
It means you can use PNFTs in the real world without using the Galileo marketplace.
Yeah, so you're not bound
ownership. Via a MetaMask transfer of a QRC 721 PNFT token.
Okay, so you're not really locked into the ecosystem if you do not want to.
No.
Yeah, so if you can find somebody that wants you to buy your beautiful Aventador, you can just drive it to him.
Yeah.
Okay, the only thing is the PNFT will not be updated until...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We need to find this consensus between the brand and the owner in order to be able to change metadata on PNFT. But we are going to come with news on this and announcements the way we are going to make it.
Yes, absolutely, because it is a topic very central. We discussed a lot about that with Jarno, with Pierre. So yes, we will get some news in short time. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a ton of details.
Yes.
That are not really details, but are actually fucking core concepts that need to be thought out. There's a lot of liability that comes in. There's a lot of liability that comes into place, and a lot of difficult, not really difficult problems, but challenging problems to address it, to solve. We're getting a lot of big brains on board, ladies and gentlemen, Monsieur Dan. A lot. And we're going to use all the brains that we can muster to get this done. In the meantime, I clicked on the white paper, and you can find this on the website as well. It is under the tokenize and trade physical assets through NFTs. White paper is in our drive. You can download this if you want to. I put a link in the description. Is there anything you guys want to highlight from this?
From the white paper, we have different concepts into Galileo protocol. We have the tokenization. We have been discussing a lot about this. There is also the fractionalization. Fractionalization, it means, okay, I will take $1 million real estate and I will split this real estate in 1,000 shares. Mm. And people will be able to gain exposure to this real estate just by buying one share of $1,000. So this is the fractionalizations. So it will allow a certain investor profile to access a new type of investments. Because I don't know how it is in Netherlands, but in France, for example, if you want to buy a real estate, you will need to have a lot of money on your bank account, or you will need to have a long-term job in order to get a loan at the bank, and you will be able to be an owner of a house or an apartment. So we want people to be able to invest in real estate to buy a fraction of real estate, a little bit like a realty in America.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that, okay, Pierre talked about real estate, but this fractionalization is also available for other kind of assets like art. I mean, you can buy a nice piece of art, which is very expensive, for example. And if you don't
a Gilbert painting?
Sorry?
Like a Gilbert painting?
Absolutely, yes. Like a Gilbert painting. So you can, this fractionalization is available for all kind of asset, because we will offer this kind of fractionalization with real estate, but also with wine, because you know, you can find,
because you're
some
French.
Yeah, for yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
You can, I mean, you can buy a Chateau Margaux. You know, Jarno's Chateau Margaux.
Mm.
Maybe. Yes, so you can buy this kind of bottle for, let's say, $10,000. Not everyone has $10,000 in the as a budget for a wine bottle. So it will allow you to, you know, to reduce the investment barrier. And that's a point that I really love with Galileo protocol.
Yeah, so people can just buy a little bit of a bottle. The only downside is if 100 people own a part of a bottle like that, it's hard to share. There's not 100 glasses in a bottle.
Yeah.
But it also brings opportunities, right? Because we've been talking about this. If somebody really wants to have that bottle, and there is 100 shares of that PNFT that make the whole, that means that somebody has to buy up all those shares. So that can be a very beneficial for the owner of the asset, because if somebody starts to nab all these little NFTs, all these fractions from the marketplace, there's a good chance that every consecutive NFT that gets off the market makes the other bits more scarce, meaning supply and demand, price of that will go up. So une bouteille Chateau Margaux will become a lot more valuable, because if you have the last little motherfucking piece of Chateau Margaux PNFT, what will that be worth if somebody wants that whole bottle? It's going to be interesting. But there's also, and I did not think of this myself per se, there was a guy in the Dutch Quant group. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. And he was like, yeah, okay, but if you know this and you know you own the last bit, then you can just hold on and ask whatever you want if you know that somebody wants it. So will there be a way to obfuscate in a way how people can see where everything is? I mean, obviously, not all the PNFT bits, if it's fractionalized, will always be on the marketplace. People could technically look up how many there are on the open market and how many are in a single wallet. But people can obviously also just scatter, if they are clever, the 89 bits or the 98 bits over 98 wallets. And nobody is the wiser, because those wallets are still anonymized. Right?
I agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you guys see this thesis that I just cooked up as a risk, as a bug, or as an asset or a feature? Because on one hand, let's say you want to get this bracelet, I can earn a lot more. This thing is worth, well, probably nothing, maybe 5 euros. But if this is the last one on the planet and everybody wants one, and I fractionalize this, could be 10 bits. And if somebody wants the 10th bit of the PNFT, 10 PNFT, I should use the right words, 10 PNFTs, and if the 10th makes the whole complete, so the 9th, 10th, and then the 10th, 10th, the 10th, 10th could actually appreciate a lot more above. So is that a bug or a feature?
Really, I'm a little bit confused about it, because it can be perceived as an asset, as a feature, but also as a bug. We need to brainstorm about it to make it clear to the community. Yeah. To be honest, I didn't think that much about it. I was aware of such a bug. For me, it's more than a bug than an asset, but it can be perceived as an asset. But we need to discuss this, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very cool. Very cool. Is there anything else you guys think we should address from within the white paper?
Yeah, I think we talk about tokenization, fractionalization, the multi-chain, Kant network. Maybe we didn't talk that much about the Leox token, but also the redemption system, which is an important feature of the Galileo marketplace, because we often have the question, okay, what is the difference me going to the Rolex shop, just an example, or going to the Galileo marketplace to buy a PNFT of a Rolex? So you can decide to go to the Rolex shop tomorrow because you want to buy a nice watch to put around your wrist, or you can decide to buy it because you want to expose yourself to the gain of value of Rolex. In the Galileo marketplace, you can buy PNFT. When you buy the PNFT, it means you are the owner of the object, but the underlying asset will stay in custody until you redeem it. But maybe you don't want to redeem the asset. Maybe you are just here to make trading or to expose yourself to the gain of value of these assets. So imagine you buy the PNFT of the Rolex, you see that tomorrow that you did the X2 and you decide to sell it, or maybe you buy the PNFT of the Rolex and you want to get it at home, and then you will use the redemption system. And our partners, Rolex, for example, will use the Rolex logistic to send you the Rolex directly at home. And now you have the physical asset with you. But we talk about custody. When you decide to redeem the assets, you won't be able to put it in the marketplace again. You will need to go to the Rolex to authenticate Rolex, and they will certify that they have the Rolex, and you will be able to list it on the marketplace.
Pierre, is the battery of your computer still good? I heard a noise that sounded awfully hard, like a battery. Are you good still?
I'm living in Spain, in Madrid, and there is a lot of people dancing in the streets. It may be...
Okay. Now I heard like this bloop sound, as if there was a battery dying. But okay, fair enough. As long as everything's okay, don't want to lose you mid in the show. Okay, this redemption system, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that's really cool. And you were talking about LAOX before that. How does LAOX fit into all of this?
Nathaniel, you want to answer? Yeah. Or...
Yes, I can answer. Our main priority was to give a lot of utility to the LAOX token. So, you know, a lot of projects right now don't have real token utility. Obviously, Kant is, for me and for us, I think one of the best example of token utility. We try to follow this kind of model. So yes, LAOX token will have a lot of utility in the Galileo protocol ecosystem, because as you can read, you can directly stake your LAOX. Okay, you put in staking your LAOX, and it will give the possibility to reduce fees when you mint, when you buy, when you sell, or when you transfer directly your NFT. But also, we wanted to give an additional layer, if I can say that, to the LAOX token. I mean, you can directly, when you stake LAOX token, you can directly get some power. I mean, power. You can participate directly into strategic decision of Galileo protocol. So it's like, like a DAO. People which... People which will stake LAOX will have the possibility to vote. But we don't want to, because the main problem when you get this kind of things is usually the more you have, the more you own tokens, the more power you have in governance, and that we absolutely want to avoid this kind of things. So we are currently thinking about using a system of this kind of DAO, but we absolutely want to get a fair system of voting. I mean, we don't want the people who have, I don't know, let's just say an example, but 1 million LAOX token to have all the power in this governance system. So yes, it's very important for us to think about that. And we would get also some news about this kind of a governance system, yes.
So this governance system, what I see here is that eventually it will be a possibility to participate in what you call a DAO and to vote on the future of the project. Eventually, I suppose that will be in the future. And will that be 2023, 2024 or beyond?
Absolutely. Yes. It's not in the short term. Okay, but I think yes, in 1 or 2 years, this kind of governance system will be available. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So, does this mean that for now Galileo Protocol is really centralized? Because obviously there's no tokens yet; those are being minted in Q1. Will it eventually become and totally decentralized, or will there always be a core team? How do you see that?
This is the big question. Will Galileo Protocol will become Galileo Foundation, and we will act just as an entity which will promote the future of the Galileo Protocol, which will be totally decentralized? We don't have this question yet. But from what I know, that for now, this project needs a team and real people on the ground to develop this project and to make a partnership, a commercial partnership. So we are thinking about it to make a DAO, which will grant stakers power on decision making in the future. But for now, we don't have so many information to give about this, but we are just thinking about it and maybe implement it in 2024 and beyond.
Yeah. So if we look at the tokenomics here, the ideas that we have for this, sorry, I scrolled too far. This is going to be a layer cake, if you will. So at first, we're going to have just the token, can be used for payments. Mm-hmm. How many tokens will there be?
200 million tokens.
Yeah.
If I can add an information about the utilities, so we designed a vaulting system which can be translated into a burning system. We basically studied what other companies are doing, and we will implement two kinds of vaulting. Every year, we are going to vault some tokens, some LEOX token, but also in any transactions, a percentage of the LEOX token will be keep and put it in custody, and it won't be tradable anymore. And we will develop this via an algorithm, if I pronounce well, which will reduce the supply from 200 million to maximum, or I would say minimum, 150 million LEOX token.
Okay, so you're essentially going to burn 25%, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
So the more we will have transaction on the platform, and the more the LEOX token will become deflationary.
Yeah, so the people that are early actually get rewarded if they hold. Yeah. If they hodl their tokens, with this tokenomics system, holding will literally be rewarded eventually. But how many are initial circulating supply? With 38,100,000.
Yes,
absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. 38 millions. Yeah.
And concerning another utility, it's the enterprise license utility. It means, okay, Galileo Protocol, we provide the technology for companies and for brands, and we will provide them the tokenization service. And for this tokenization service, they will have to pay, in a traditional way, a license. The license will be provided in euros, fiat currencies, or in cryptocurrencies, the way the brand will prefer. But this euro, for example, will be automatically converted into LEOX token, and it will be kept in a store, in a custody, if I would say, during 6 months. And it will be at the end of the 6 months, they will have to renew the license. And
Gilbert, is that you? of Gilbert?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you the last son of Gilbert Verdillon?
We took example on the Quant network business model. Absolutely, we did it. And yeah, so I don't need to explain you, but it will decrease the tradable supply of the LEOX token over time.
Yeah, and to elaborate a little bit, and I'm sorry for hijacking. The reason we chose to go with not 15 million but with 200 million is because we will have payments in place as well, and there's a ton of reasons why it is quote unquote better to have a little bit more tokens, because it is a lot easier for people to do math with whole numbers instead of with decimals, as well as a lot of other reasons, because a lot of this of the supply will be locked up, will be vaulted, will be staked. So having more whole units circulating, being used for payments around the web, would make sense instead of then trading with. How do you call an 18th of a LEOX? Is that a Bernardo?
Bernardien.
A beanie. No, it's we need to think of something like that.
Sure. We didn't define it yet. Not yet.
No, no Verdians, no Satoshis. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
And like you can see in this camembert, we say this word.
Camembert, yeah, no, the cheese.
Camembert. So in these graphics.
La!
Yeah.
The pie chart. The pie chart
pie
is a
chart.
Pie chart. Yes, better.
It's very cliche, I know. So we have.
I'm going to make a time step for this. Hold on. 0136.
The camembert things.
Camembert. We continue.
Yeah, sure. So you can see we have 5% of the LEOX token is going to be distributed to seeds investors and early investors. We have 18% for the private investors, which will be promoted via LCX in the coming weeks. Then we will have the public ICO. You will find it around November, December. We have the rewards in the community, so it will concern also. So we have to discuss airdrops, entre parenthèses, for the moment, because we need to address that.
Entre parenthèses?
Entre parenthèses, airdrops, because I know it has been a topic of discussion in the team. And rewards simply for the community, but also airdrops concerning the stakers. We will have also the ecosystem treasury. So it's treasuries that we are going to use to develop the partnerships also, to propose assets directly in the marketplace. We have the reserve and liquidity. So it's important for investors who invest, who did the pre-sales, to have enough liquidity on the CEX, like L6, in order to be able to trade it easily. And finally, we have for the team advisors, but also this 20% concern also the treasury of the company, which will help us to develop during the years.
Yeah. These tokenomics, how did you guys come to this distribution?
Yeah, so I go.
Yeah. Yes.
So basically, when I was designing the tokenomics, I took example on what was the best for me, especially. I used to be a crypto investor. I invest in many ICOs during 2020-2021. Mm-hmm. And I have been, I would say, scammed with tokenomics, which will allocate like 70% of the supply to the team and to the treasury. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, what's the best tokenomics model? I was looking on Google, and I see this repartition, which was like 60% for the community, for the investors, for rewards, etc., and 40% for the treasury and for the company. So we decided to go for 20% for 20% plus 17.5%, sorry, for the company treasury, for advisors, and for team, and the rest finally will be allocated to the community. We wanted to make it a community token and not a company token
cash cow. Yeah. Did you get the tokenomics and the distribution also audited?
Yeah. You want to go, Nathaniel? If you want to talk,
yes,
Nathaniel,
absolutely. Sorry, Pierre.
No, I said go on.
Okay. Yes. So we hired an American company to improve design these tokenomics. Thing is, I'm sorry. So after a lot of research, we found out a nice company which is really specialized in design tokenomics, and he suggested a lot of options, and we decided to select this kind of repartition. Yes, absolutely. And we are quite happy with this kind of tokenomics. Yes.
Okay. And when all the tokens get minted, because we're going to have the token generation event, the TGE, will everybody just get their tokens in one go, so they can all dump directly at at listing?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It depends, because as you know, there will be several kind of investment rounds during pre-sales. So, for example, one kind of investor will have a certain percentage of token released during the TGE. Okay. But yes, like seeds and private sale will not have all their token during the TGE. There will be vesting, like almost all projects, and there will be also a little cliff. Yes, so we absolutely want to avoid this kind of things. I mean, I'm sure you have already some kind of project launch which immediately dumps, and that's absolutely want to, we absolutely want to avoid this kind of thing. So we needed to put a cliff and a vesting. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I have some internet connection problem.
Same.
Am I having trouble? Yeah, can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes my mic does this. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But okay, glad we're still here. Can you guys elaborate on how many percent of the tokens will people get at TGE, and how long will the vesting period be, and how will that vesting transpire? So will people get tokens every week? Will they get big chunks? Will they get big bags? Will it be a trickle? So will it be drip, 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 drip? How did you guys think about this? Because this is going to be so important for a lot of people. Because if let's say us get all our tokens in one go, it could definitely be a shit show. And for other things, there are also doom scenarios that can be thought up. And I know, obviously, I know that you thought very well about how you're going to distribute this all. So I'm curious if you are willing to share and explain, and if you want to keep this under wraps for a bit, that's also fine.
Yeah, sure. I'm trying to find my table sheet because I will have all the numbers.
Table sheet?
Translation and accent problem.
No, man, it's all good. You guys are doing really well for sure.
That's right.
Are you guys having fun, by the way? It seems like you have. Are you aware that we are actually already talking almost for 2 hours?
2 hours.
Yeah. Seriously, sure. we don't see the time goes by.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man. Yeah. I'm having fun for sure. We're going to wrap this up in a bit, but don't want to miss anything. And while Pierre is looking for the TGE and the vesting, what we see here is a roadmap. But this is always the thing when people come in Telegram. Hey, admin, when token, when the roadmap, where everything? And here, I'm sorry for that accent. It's a thing I do. So 2022, Q3, Q4, you see the company legal status. That has been established. We are registered in, hold on. We are registered in Paris, SVG. And we're looking for another position as well. Not going to share it yet. Don't know if that's allowed. Recruitment and development. We are doing this. I am one of the products as a COO. There are other people being attracted to the company. We are contacting VCs, trying to get the fundraising up and going. Private to public sale management is in place. LCX, our partner, is helping us with this. We are also negotiating with a bunch of other exchanges, three to be precise. And we're not going to say who. And we're looking for commercial brand partnerships too. In 2023, the idea is to get the marketplace going, list the LAOX token on SEXIS and DEXIS. The smart contract engine should be up, and we want to start the launch of the LAOX rewards and staking. Obviously, that is all reliant on the marketplace being live. Same goes for the Galileo mobile app. Expect that Q2 at the earliest. An app is always, in my opinion, an experience, very limited experience, a little bit more difficult than just throwing something on the internet. And the deployment of sales representatives in Europe. We are actually a lot closer to this already. Commercial brand partnerships, getting closer as well. Again, this project is very, very ambitious. There are a lot of moving parts. And yes. We are super motivated to get this all done. But yeah, motivation is just one part of getting all this this off the ground. Pierre, did you manage to find your vesting cliff, etc. thingamadoo?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Share the screen.
We can explain.
Okay.
I won't share my screen because it's internal documents, but I can explain. For sure. So just to say, the seeds and the team will have the vesting, which will last the longest, finally, in comparison with the private one and private two and, mm-hmm. and the public rounds. But also what we wanted, because the team and the seeds can dump finally on the retail investors and on private investors. So we decided to go with a vesting which will last longer than the public and the private, and also they have an initial release. For example, the public have an initial release which is more advantageous for them than the seeds and the team. And what we use as an anti-dump system, I would say, is a daily release. It means all the tokens from the private one, private two, and the public ICO will be released on a daily basis on their wallet. In comparison with the team tokens, it will be released on a monthly basis.
Okay, so will they be, let's say somebody has an Ethereum wallet, or are they being released on LCX? Because if people get a trickle every day directly to their wallet, that's going to be very costly. Or will the trickle just accumulate, and can Absolutely. People choose to claim?
That's a very good question. That's a good question. I saw that in many projects who propose a daily release. I mean, you can see on a daily basis that your wallet is increasing, but you can redeem it finally at the end of the week. So we didn't choose any direction for now. If it will be distributed on the L6, I don't think it will cost a lot of money because they already have the token inside the platform. If we are going to deliver it on MetaMask via the Ethereum network, it will be it can be costly, especially during the market.
We should consider if we have to MVP up, maybe that people will have a little spot on a website or maybe somewhere else where they can see what they accumulate. So the trickle, the drip, 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 and that every time when somebody wants to redeem, they can choose to do so, but they have to pay for the gas themselves. But we will be a QRC 20, so we could easily throw it on Polygon or whatever, and people can just redeem whatever they want. But maybe put this on our to-do list. Maybe put this on our to-do list and make sure that people have maximum control over redeeming what they want. I mean, I would be angry as a user if I had to wait to the end of the week before the trickle has accumulated, because then we will still have dumps every Sunday. Sure. So that won't work. So people need to be able to redeem or claim actually their tokens whenever they want.
Yes.
We'll get to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah, that's great success. fraction. Yeah, this is what I meant. The competition analysis. Some people do fractionalization, some of redemption systems, some of liquidity pools.
Yeah.
And these frogs just decided to combine it all together.
Yeah, we didn't talk that much about liquidity pools, but it's an important concept.
Yeah.
It means a liquidity pool. You can take a basket of different assets. Finally, you can take watches from Rolex, watches from Breitling, watches from other kind of watch. I have a hole in
I don't
my
know. Mind. I always put a stick in the ground and then I watch how the sun goes by and the shade changes, and then I know which direction to walk and I know what time it is roughly.
Yeah. Okay, not sure to understand, but basically you can create a basket of different assets and you can invest in this pool. And finally, if all the assets will gain in value or will decrease in value, your exposure to this value will increase or decrease according to the underlying asset of the pool.
Yeah, so you can also borrow against your assets. Let's say you have a very beautiful Aventador, like we used in the earlier example, and that is worth a couple of 100,000. You can borrow against that. You can collateralize.
Yeah, absolutely. This is another feature. Yes, you can borrow and collateralize. Imagine you have a Rolex. You don't want to sell this Rolex, but you need quick cash. You can go to a Galileo's partnership. You can put your Rolex in custody and decide to have money against it. You can do whatever you want with your money, but you will need to refund the Galileo partner to gain back your Rolex. I'm starting to be a little bit tired.
Yeah, that's very good, because we are all the way through the white paper, and I think that also concludes the website, because we spoke about all the links initially. If you scroll all the way down on the website, you can find a button where you can enter your email. You can get on our mailing list or ask us questions. I have 2 pages full of timestamps. Everything will be in the description. We are 1 hour and 53 minutes in. I can understand you guys are tired. I am too. I had a great time. This was so much fun. Even though we work together every day, we have never spoken this long face to face. That's how fucking busy we are. Somebody made a comment about why the profanity, and I was like, dude, it's hyperbole, and it is emotion, and that's the Quamphy show. Now, man, I really enjoyed this. I am curious. Do you guys have anything else you want to add? Anything you want to discuss? Announce. Maybe you guys want to announce something. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Like you know, we Galileo is a young project, so we got plenty of ideas with you, Gianno, with Pierre every day. So it's not set in the stone, you know. So we always have some new ideas, and our vision is not stuck. So yes, for sure, this is a very ambitious project, but our priority is to make our vision a reality. Yes, so we are really excited. And also we spend a really nice time with you, Gianno, in the coffee show.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
We have many use cases in mind, even if the Galileo protocol is not developed yet. But we can use tokenization and NFTs for, you cannot imagine, everything, like IDs, passports, medical records, and many different stuff. So I hope we could make all a reality, because we really think that NFTs can guarantee a very nice utility, especially for the younger generation that will come. And I would like to say personally that Galileo is like my baby. But I am very proud to have such a team behind me.
Yeah.
Because we are learning by experience. We are not, we didn't build many crypto startups or traditional businesses with millions of dollars of revenue before. And we need to gain experiences with many people as we get. So we have Gianno. Gianno is a veritable, very good asset into the Galileo community. He bring many professionalism experience. I really like it. But also he will introduce us to many people that are very knowledgeable, especially in the crypto space and traditional business. And we have also some senior advisors who are coming to join us, because they find the utility of Galileo protocol very, very nice. So more and more people are joining us. Now we have a very nice team of people with several advisors and community manager, chief of ambassador, and very proud to be here. 9 months after, I had the idea of Galileo protocol, and I'm willing to learn every day by your sides, guys.
Yeah, man, thank you so much. It takes a tribe, and after 9 months, sounds like providence. We got the partnership with LCX, so the baby is now finally born. Now it's time to raise her. It's yes. Them, they. No, you're losing me again. It's okay. I got carried away once again. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the kind words. Thank you so much for being here on the show. 2 hours, practically unprepared. I think you guys did excellent. I think when you look back at this, and you will watch it back, you will also learn a lot, but you will also be very proud of how you presented yourself, how you conducted yourself. And it will give you confidence also for the future. Thank you guys so much. Also for the opportunity for me being with you guys. And thank you for the trust and the confidence to be here on the show, unprepared and at my mercy to a degree. I didn't make it easy on you sometimes. And I respect the answers you gave. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to seeing you from the Comfy Show back on the show again after Cyboss to hear how everything has been.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow Galileo Protocol, on all their socials and stuff. Links will be in the description. And of course, Stake OneFi. Cheers.